husband and I read, "He brought me into his banqueting house, and his banner over me is love." And we were singing about this love, this marvelous love, how Jesus died for us, how he took our sins away, and how throughout all the ages we will sing of his wonderful love. And it was love that brought Jesus to this earth to suffer and to die, to lay down his life, to shed his precious blood, that we might be saved, that we might come to the Lord God and be accepted by God through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He has made for us a new and living way. And whosoever will may come. Praise the Lord. Now we've come maybe with different needs, different desires, maybe some with real burdens, and so on. But I believe Jesus wants to show us his love for us, for our souls, this day and this time. And he wants to grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. You know, we need that help ourselves many times. We can get under a strain over our burdens. We can get under a strain over our needs. And we wear kind of thin in our hearts and souls. And we need to be strengthened with might in the inner man by his Spirit. Sometimes we don't realize that. But when we are strengthened in our inner man, we have more faith for the needs. We have more faith for the burdens as we bring them to the Lord, that the Lord will meet them. When we get all bogged down with these needs and burdens, we do not have the strength we need inwardly to just trust the Lord, to believe the Lord, to commit things into his hands, and believe that he will bring forth the victory in his time and in his way. And so I've meditated on this prayer that the Apostle Paul gives in Ephesians 3 so often, and often have come and sought him, that I might be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. There's a difference between interceding and praying and seeking the Lord. When you seek the Lord, you seek the Lord to come to your own heart and your own soul and to lift you and to change you and to make you strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. And yesterday we heard about the revelation of Jesus and Jesus revealing himself. And one time I drew attention to the prayers of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, and one person came later and said as they meditated on these prayers, they said they were surprised that Jesus would want to reveal himself to them. They thought that was just for the prophets and for the great Christian leaders and good preachers like Brother Edwin. People like that. But it wasn't for them. It couldn't be just for the ordinary Christian. But you know, it's for all of us. And they were surprised. And as he comes to our own souls, as we seek him to come to us and reveal himself to us and strengthen us within and just lift us within, bring us into himself and give us a sight of the Lord. Get our eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. And just have Jesus come to us and manifest himself to us. Then we will be enriched by His grace, and we will go home and be more joyful, be able to be a blessing in a greater way to others, because we ourselves have touched the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we thank you. We praise.
this hymn. It's number 48. Let's continue singing it. We'll continue with the third verse. Number 48.
In the midst of his people in the high and holy place, but also with him who is of a contrite spirit, Christ within, and worship him within.
Oh, sweet.